Hello, friends. This is the Questions Bar with amazing Alina Z in Los Angeles. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs of Incandescent PR and Publishing Company here in Washington, D.C., or just outside. I'm in Northern Virginia. Hi, Alina!
Hi. I feel like we're always like, we are talking about the opposite ends of the country, like your perspective, my perspective, and there's so much in between. And
So
what
much.
a weekend. What a weekend.
I
Today's,
know.
what's today? What's today? Today's
Today is Tuesday, the 17th of June,
17th of June.
2025. Yep.
Yeah. So we just had our protest, our peaceful march. I like to call it now protesting, so it's more peaceful and marching for peace.
Yes.
So cheers to peace.
Cheers to peace. This is our bar. I'm like, today I'm a mermaid. My
I'm not
mermaid.
drinking. This is not red wine, by the way. This is juice. But you, I love the mermaid. Tell me about it.
I love mermaids. These are my mermaid bookends. I found them at a consignment shop. Oh, love it. Yeah. So I bought this in, actually my daughter bought this for me in Virginia Beach, and I've been carrying it around. You know, my mugs mark my journey, which is, I love that.
You know, we're talking, we're thinking about doing a topic so we have, you know, some kind of structure for today too, and also supporting each other. Again, like this podcast is because we just like to talk to each other and support each other, and then we thought other people might enjoy it as well. And I find mugs to me are very inspirational, so I like to have different things on my mugs, and I pick them depending on what mood I'm in, what color I'm into that day, because I don't know if you've heard of it, but Dr. Emoto, he showed that if you talk to water and then you freeze it, the ice will be different designs. So if you are showing love and saying, I love you, you're so wonderful, the design will be beautiful. If you say nasty things, the design won't be. And I believe, this is my belief, Alina Z belief, that if you have something beautiful in your mug or some saying that inspires you, you're thinking it and you're drinking it and you're creating it. So you're like watering yourself as a plant to grow. So mermaids, I believe in mermaids. I believe in fairies. I just think they're on a different frequency. It's like a car driving by so quickly that you cannot catch it on a camera.
Yeah.
It's the same. They're just moving really fast.
Yeah, no, I'm all about the mermaids, just the idea of it, the metaphor of the mermaid.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think we're both feeling really optimistic today, embracing optimism. I think it's taken us all these episodes to get here.
And I'm sure there's more to go because we were just talking about the possibility of Iran striking back and striking them. And there's so many people who are innocent, and it's just so heartbreaking, and then there are people who are trying to harm other people for the sake of power. And, you know, how do we not get into the despair of like, oh my God, what's going to happen? What can we do? And I think the only thing we can do is collectively do what we do, you know, standing up, walking out, and not protesting, peacefully marching. And that energy, that vibe will change other people. I hope that's my hope, that we do what we can and, you know, the serenity to let go of things we can't, right? And the wisdom to know the difference. I swear, like, I think about, I talk about it so much that it's like being an alcoholic every day. It's like one day at a time.
Yeah, well, it's just staying positive, staying focused, and not letting your energy go toward anything but juice or coffee. You know, like it's a skill, I think, to stay grounded. I think what gave me hope was that almost 12 million people from around the country had the courage to get out and walk. I went to one here in Alexandria, Virginia. It was amazing. All these beautiful signed little kids, you know, people coming together just for democracy. This is what democracy looks like. That's a URL I bought ages ago, and I saw a whole bunch of signs, people carrying those. You know, so even though, yes, it's still dark, right? There's so much that we have no control over. There's something about having that collective conscience come together and show up and, you know, just walk around the country and say, no, this is, we believe in democracy. That gives me hope.
You know, there is this a chance sometimes they do, this is what democracy looks like. I don't know. Did they do that in your?
Mm-hmm.
It was so nice, and so many people were chanting, and there's music, people were giving out water, people were giving out snacks, and just everybody was honking, and just so much happiness. And, you know, I saw little children, and I saw old people with walkers, and and wheelchairs. I posted this whole community of like retirement community, just all walking out with walkers, with like just, I mean,
Awesome.
the thing is that all we want is just have freedom and have to our bodies, to our own lives, peaceful, and then also have processes for everything that due process. You know, we're not saying don't arrest the criminals, but when you arrest a criminal, there should be a due process, because if not, you can call anybody a criminal and anybody can be taken away if there's no due process. And with any administration, they've been taking immigrants that are not here legally for committing crimes and sending them back home, not some other country. So to see that, I don't remember when it was right after we talked or right before we talked last time, but even Trump said, oh, it comes to my attention that the way they've been dealing with it is not good, because it's hurting the businesses, not mention hurting families and putting people in danger who never done anything, putting American citizens in danger, legal aliens. But he said something like, I'm going to tell ICE to not do that. And they're still doing it, though, in California, still doing it. But at least he heard the protests. And I'm just thinking, we can't be silent, but we also cannot be negative. We have to be positive. Again, to be positive in a practical, powerful way, not like, oh, everything's gonna be great, Yankee Dory. I'm just gonna sit at home and sit one this one out, and everything's gonna be great. But even people who don't protest, my friends who don't protest, they were protesting this weekend. They were marching for peace this weekend, and I was so happy.
Beautiful. And there was a part of me that was like, it was pouring down rain here in Washington over the weekend, but it didn't rain on his parade. And I was thinking, me and not just me, I have a lot of friends who were saying, why didn't it pour down rain? It's always raining on other people's parties the day before and after. But then I got to thinking, well, if it had, it would have been an excuse as to why people didn't,
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
right?
true.
So people didn't show
Blaming.
up because they didn't want to show up. And I find that comforting. DC is sort of getting back to normal. I haven't been in the city in a couple of days, but I'll be in there tomorrow. I'll let you know next time how
Please,
it
yeah.
goes. But trying to think through what's coming next has been how I've been operating, right? So the day after the election, I had just, a total meltdown because I could sense, I could feel what was coming. And so I liken almost everything I do to being a parent, right? So I have two amazing kids who are in their 20s. And I remember when they were almost 10, there was a relief because now they could take care of themselves. I didn't need to be so proactive. Like I had put a bunch of good ideas into their heads and they could take care of themselves. And I feel like that's what's happening in the country now. Like, we can't do anything to reverse this stuff. We don't, other than vote, right? And protest and use our voices as elegantly as we can. But I think that's the underpinning of my optimism right now is just now the country is taking it on. Now they're big enough, right? We see what's happening, not just imagining what could happen or forecasting what will happen, but we're seeing what is happening. All of his rulings are playing out and people are pushing back. I think a lot of us are pretty disappointed in the Democratic Party. But we're in this together, right? And we're showing up. And to me, that's cause for joy.
You know, that's a very good point. And I do see that with numbers too, the amount of people that came out, it gives me big hope that more, like, you know, there's the pivotal thing we talked about where this one guy is dancing and nobody is dancing with him, to think he's crazy, and then after a little bit someone else joins him and there's two of them, and they're like, oh, maybe somebody else, like two more people, and then it starts doubling. And I hope that that's the thing, that people see it, because it was strange to me where I went to the march. It was on a busy street with like brunch places, and there were people just like hanging out doing their own thing, and I'm like, why aren't you protesting? Like we all have to be out because everyone is in danger. Like everyone, doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not, black, white, like everyone. Like right now with Veteran Affairs, they're saying that they can deny you coverage if you are a Democrat. There's no rule that says any political affiliation. if you want to get a government job, you have to write a essay of why you love Trump. That is not A-okay, you
What?
know? Yeah.
That
Oh, yeah. There's
I
a requirement
haven't
now if you're applying for federal government. So I hope that more people see that so many people showed up, and it's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Somebody will say, oh, my friend, this friend, this friend, this friend, they all went. Well, I'm having major FOMO by not going to a protest
heard. Oh my
and
God.
going to the protest, because my hope is that if we've seen it increasing, 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 even if we double it, that's going to be incredible. If you just bring one friend, just bring one friend who's never protested before and see what happens.
Yep.
That's what gives me optimism too. And you know what you said was really interesting. I was like, wow, that's really cool. You said you're glad that it didn't rain, because if it was raining, it would give him, oh, I can cancel excuse, or it would give other people excuses for not going. And he can say, oh, because it was raining, people didn't go. So what I wanted to say is that this is the way, like you just reminded me, to look at everything through the what's the silver lining? Like, you cannot control this. So what is the positive out of this big piece of shit? What is the thing that can be the fertilizer?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, because if you look at it this way, your day will be much better.
I try and flip stuff around, sometimes, like if the energy is stuck in my solar plexus or somewhere down in those, the money, sex, power chakras, I try and pull it up. I'm a trained pranic healer, right? So you pull the energy up with your hands, you can move it and dissipate it, and then look at it from a different angle. What else is possible? And to me, I was just waiting for the country to show up, right?
Yeah.
The people, power to the people. That is, that's my anthem, power to the people, right on. That is
Yeah.
how I go through the world, trying to figure out how collectively the goodness in all of us can come together.
Absolutely. And you know that I wanted to share something. I don't know if I shared it last time or not, but I'm taking a class on speaking, and they just give you different ideas of how to handle criticism. And I think we can handle negativity, not criticism from somebody, but negativity in the world. So in this class, they say you have to use the words yes and, which is number one improv, this is why. Yes and this is why. So looking at it, oh, I'll say, oh, I'm so too bad it didn't rain on the parade. And you say yes. And this is why I'm happy it didn't rain, because of this and this. I'm like, oh, first of all, when you say yes, and you agree with me, and it relaxes me. So I'm listening to you, open to your positivity. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I just didn't look at it this way. So I'm going to give myself an advice then, when something happens, try to look at it, practice looking at it. I don't like the word try, because a lot of people say, oh, don't try, just do. I like the word practice, because sometimes you just practice, it doesn't work, but it doesn't mean you didn't try, you put an effort. So if something happens, you just say, yes, and this is why, and whatever you want to, you can twist anything anyway you want, because there's always benefits to something. You know,
Yes.
you didn't get invited to a party, you're like, oh, yes, and I get to take a break, I get to take a nap, I get to sleep in, and I'm gonna be happy. Like, you can look at it in anything anyway. I think it was just really good what you said about the parade. Like, yes, and this is why I'm so happy it didn't rain. It was great.
Yeah, well, yes, thank you. And we just have to stay positive. I think what you said a few episodes ago about from that class, that humor, I tend to, not always, but often, just sort of laugh at situations that I'm completely out of control around. And somebody, that's somebody else's opinion. I was at a party a couple of weeks ago, and woman got laid off. And so did, I mean, because we're here in the epicenter of the layoff land, Washington, D.C., and a lot of federal workers. So I live in this condo unit that I live in. So we were having this party, and they were saying how upset they were. And I said, ray of sunshine. Yeah, but you're so skilled, 'cause, and so smart, and you have all this experience. You can do other stuff. And they were both really upset. They're like, no, we can't. And this is it. This is all we know. This is all we can do. And so, and then the woman got really mad at me for even suggesting that, because then she went down the rabbit hole of, I have to take care of my mother and da, 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 and if I do this, then I won't have, all the things that are a catastrophe. And I get that, she's not wrong. But if you live in that and that's it, right? That's all you got. I mean, resilience, your grandmother who survived the siege on Leningrad, and she danced and had a party at night, and the bombs were kind of like adding to the music, I mean, we have no choice. We can either fall down and just crumble, or we can attempt. And I'm not always good at this, I promise you that, but it's in my mind now. And I think I got shifted because of all the support that I don't feel like I'm alone in this, which is why we started the Empowered Together Network. You are not alone. We are in this together, right?
Yeah. And I think with this podcast too, I hope people who are listening know that they're not alone. They can always reach out and ask for a different perspective too, because you don't know how someone else sees the world, and somebody else's perspective can give you a different way of seeing things. And I say, don't ever take anybody's advice whose life you wouldn't want. And like, I think we have really good lives. Like, we've created something really good and beautiful for ourselves, and God willing, it's going to continue. And I continue to take advice of people whose lives I also like, and I want to grow my life. And yesterday I was listening to this woman speak about, somebody said, well, I'm doing this webinar and I'm so tired of bombarding my friends on social media. Join my webinar, nobody comes. And like, that is really frustrating. And you can just continue being like, this sucks. And you're like, I don't have any money to spend on ads. Oh my God, what I'm gonna do? And then she was like, look at it from a different perspective. And she shared a different perspective, how you can. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. I would have never thought of that. And that's what we need the most, is people who don't look at life the same way as you do. Because if you're stuck, you're literally stuck inside the square. You cannot look outside the square, like the box you are in. So you need people who have been through that experience, been in the box, got out, and they can tell you, hey, this is what I've done. Or they can look outside your box if they've never been in the situation and say, hey, I'm looking on the right and there's a little latch. Or like, if you just move a little bit to the left, there is a little step. Whatever it is, you need outside support if you cannot do it alone. And so I'm hoping that people come here and ask us questions to help support them. But you have to, if you want to feel better, I think you have to make at least a little bit of an effort. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be minimal effort. I say minimal effort and efficiency creates maximum impact. That's my new slogan. Minimal effort, maximum efficiency creates maximum results, because you can do simple things and they can make a big difference. But you have to change. If you don't like where you are, if you don't like what you have to do something different. And sometimes it just starts with looking at it like what you said. Oh, yeah, I'm glad it didn't rain. And this is why. I'll share something that hopefully will also bring up a little bit light. There's a story. I don't know if I, tell me if I already told the story about a guy. I think he was a teacher and he didn't like being a teacher. He always wanted to write a book. And he was diagnosed with cancer. Did I tell that story? And he was diagnosed with cancer. He was told he has like 1 year to live. And he always wanted to be a writer. So he quit his job and he told his wife and kid, or kids, I don't remember who it was. Otherwise, I would Google it and give you more information. But I remember it was a big person that we knew. He said, I'm just gonna write. I'm just gonna write for a year. At least I'll do what I always wanted. And the year goes by and he doesn't die. And the cancer was gone. And he became a very famous writer that we all know. I just don't remember who it was. But the story is, he didn't go into despair of saying, this is the diagnosis, this is what's gonna happen. He said, okay, and this is why I have to write the book right now. He only had 1 year, he thought. And so he wrote the book, and then he never died, and he lived for a long, long time, and he became a very famous writer. And that's just a way I think of looking at whatever it is. Okay, it is what it is, and what can you do? By the way, I know you like detective novels. There is this a movie. There's a new movie that's coming. It just came out with Orlando Bloom, I think. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's about three improv actors that
Oh,
are being saved.
I saw
Did you
that
already
on
see it?
Netflix.
I want to see
Yeah.
it because the commercial is like, remember the rule, the one rule, yes, and someone there at the store, the guy that would you like anything else? You're like, yes, and
I love that. Yeah, well, the power of optimism. I mean, it's not a panacea. You can't
no.
cure everything, but it makes you feel better, right? And if you feel better, then you do things that are better for you, and then you tend to have more longevity or at least health. I mean, I'm not about living as long as possible. I'm about having as best quality of life as I possibly can every
Yeah.
day. And so when things get dark, they do, but we can come together. Or sometimes I just, well, one of my big things is the rule of threes. I've always believed in this. So when my kids were little, everyone was like, suddenly everyone decided to scream and just be super upset, right? This happens when you have little kids. And I just thought, let's wait 3 minutes. I bet you everybody will calm down. 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. Everything changes. It shifts. I have a lot of friends though who are like, I can't do this. I can't like work and take care of these kids, so I'm going to quit. And it's a personal decision, of course. But for me, it was like, if I did that, if I quit working, then I was giving up my money and my personal power because I didn't know what was going to happen in 3 minutes, 3 weeks, So I just try and breathe through the next 3 minutes. And sometimes like a panic, I can feel a panic attack coming on because I've done so many things to change the base of my life over the last 10 years that I have learned to breathe through it for 3 minutes and just really sit in with the calm and identify, all right, a panic attack is coming on. I know this feeling. And then I wait through it. And of course it does end, it does stop. And sometimes I'll just go, whoa, that was a big one. That was exhausting. But I've learned to identify it. And if you can name something in psychology, right, that's a big thing, then you can work your way through it. It's when it overwhelms you like a tsunami and you feel like you can't breathe, you're not going to survive. That's when, it's most scary. But I think the repetition of knowing that you can get through this. And I really feel like this administration is a comeuppance for all of us to say, what world do we want to live in? Who do we want to be now? And how do we want to be every day? And it's not always the same or consistent, but I think overwhelmingly now we've decided that this isn't what we want,
Yeah,
collectively.
absolutely.
And how do we get out of it?
I think it's beautiful what you said about observing the panic attack, because that's what helped me in my dark times when I was like, okay, this is what I'm feeling. And I would actually say it out loud how I'm feeling. Like, I'm feeling anger, I'm feeling anger, I'm feeling anger. And like, over time, and I think there is a magic in 3 minutes, but I do this session also with clients where I take them to their deepest, darkest pain, and I go there with them. I'm not experiencing it with them. I'm there to be with them while they experience it. And after a while, they get bored. They get bored
That's the
with this.
beautiful thing. I am
That's the
boring myself.
beautiful. I'm bored because we're so afraid of experiencing it. But our brains are literally not capable of tolerating pain mentally. That doesn't exist here in this space, because there's two types of fears, right? Two types of pain, like actual pain, physical pain, or pain, emotional pain. And our bodies cannot handle too much if we do it correctly and we allow ourselves the space. I feel that this is my belief, that if we allow the space for ourselves to experience what we're experiencing, naming it, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling this. Not I am, but I am feeling this. And then you understand that also you're not the one who is blank. You are the one who's feeling blank. Then you are the one who's observing the blank, and you're just observing, 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 observing. And over time, you're like, oh my God, I'm so bored. And then you move forward. And you have experienced it. You had to move through you. And I think it's very important what you just said. And that's how we get positive too. You experience it. You experience it. You're like, you can even say, I'm grateful for whatever, the panic attack. And like, well, I'm grateful for panic attack leader. You're dumb. Well, just ask yourself, how can you be grateful? Like, yes, and. And my answer to those things is that you feel so deeply and you're such a sensitive person, and that means you have a heart and you're alive. Oh my God, I'm alive. I have a beautiful heart. I'm a wonderful person. Like, be happy about that. You can change, you can shift it. It's a part of human experience, unfortunately, or fortunately, the ability to feel feelings strongly, good or bad. And somebody told me, if you cannot feel the good feelings, you cannot feel the bad feelings. If you cannot feel the bad feelings, you cannot feel the good feelings. So yeah, just the duality of it. But I think, there's a quote from this movie, P.S. I Love You, where she said, I feel so alone. I feel so alone. I don't know what to do with this loneliness. And her mom says, I feel so alone. But remember, if we're feeling alone, we're doing it together and we're not alone anymore. And that's what I really want people to get. We're all experiencing these feelings. We're all experiencing the same. And no matter where you are politically, I think everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants their families to be happy. Everybody wants to be have their families safe. It's just one administration is trying to portray others as enemies and make people be afraid. And that's a tactic 101 from Nazi Germany, that fear tactic. So we can't fall prey to fear. We really have to fall, Jesus. If you're Christian, Jesus loved everybody. He wasn't afraid. Any religion tells you to love each other. Every religion tells you to love your neighbor. So let's focus on that. And there's beauty in being with it so in your heart, I feel. Then the universe responds to you and people feel that you're nice and people respond to you. My mom was walking once, I don't remember which country they were, but they were walking to the port and this homeless guy started talking to them. But instead of being afraid, my mom was nice to him. And then their friends came to them and their friends were like, oh, what are you doing here? And then homeless guy started to protect my mom from their friends because my mom was open. Like, my mom had a nice attitude and she wasn't scared of him. So he became her protector in a way,
That's so.
And it's all about the attitude, I feel. Again, if somebody's coming at you and putting you in danger, you have to protect yourself. But also feel knowing and telling yourself, I'm safe. I'm going to figure out a way. There's a way for me to stay safe out of all the possible outcomes in this universe. There's every outcome that exists. I choose the one where I'm safe, and you ask the universe to give you support. And then we all know miracles happen, Oh my God, out of the blue, this person showed up and saved me. Out of the blue, this blah, blah, blah showed up and blah, blah, blah. And it saved me. Like, we all know miracles happen, but miracles happen when we have faith. We have to connect to that Wi-Fi, to that radio signal of faith, so that the universe can respond with whatever will help us.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Well, that's why
Love
I'm staying positive, because universe hears that. And
that.
you know what? I will finish this
Yeah.
saying that worrying is like praying for something you don't want to happen. But having faith is positive, and you cannot have fear or faith at the same time. So I choose faith, and that's how I'm going to stay positive. Just keeping
Well,
your faith.
cheers to faith, baby.
Hope and faith. I used to change my name to Faith.
People call me Faith sometimes. It's just like a connection that they make. It's funny.
I almost wanted to call you Faith for the first, like, how many months I knew you. I want to Faith, not Hope.
I
But
should
it's
have
a
named Anna Faith. It would have
I love it. I love it.
funny. It's okay. Yes. No, it's awesome. Staying positive. Empaths have a hard time because we feel everything. And sometimes it's hard to know my stuff, your stuff, God's stuff. But I try and stay in my lane and just be positive. And, I love Kathy Bates in that movie. We should definitely, everyone go watch P.S. I Love You because it's so beautiful how she, Swank, what's her first name?
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank. Amazing. She's so, I mean, she can do anything, that woman. So, how she moves through that grief and how it's an inspiration for all of us, and all those characters or actors are so gorgeous. So it's always fun to watch that.
Oh no, it's such a sad movie, it's such a beautiful movie,
It's
but
just life. It's
it is
real, right?
life, yeah. And you just have to let it move through you, and one day, 3 minutes, 3 months, 3 years, eventually, 3 lifetimes, in 300 years, we're not even going to be here.
Less, yeah, 30. Yeah, no, it's
I
true.
hope we're here in 30 years
I
or
don't
this
know. I'm
earth
kind
is
of old.
standing and
I
I'm
hope
not.
soon. Yeah.
Don't say that, but
That's
we don't
okay.
know. We don't know where we are. We don't know what God's plan is, but I feel we have to, if we want to be happy, we have to bring ourselves back however many times a day. So we're here, we're here, I'm
Yeah, right.
here,
I'm
this
here.
is me,
My
I'm
legs, it's my
here, my
arm.
legs, my arms, like for a moment, just it's gonna be all right, it is all right, and then just staying positive. I mean, honestly, so I think staying positive is not a destination, it's a process.
Totally. And you know what? Here's a good tool. Here's a tool for the episode. So I said before, I'm a Martha Beck trained life coach, marthabeck.com. Everyone go check her stuff out. And Byron Katie, who does the work. So
Love her.
yeah, we can talk about those two amazing souls. But Martha, one of Martha's tools is called the body compass. So it triggered it when you said this, how you work with your clients. So she says, go to the worst moment in your life and feel that in your body. And then go to the best moment in your life and feel that, right? So your body can remember how it felt in those two extremes, right? So one's a negative 10 and one's a positive 10. And then she has you calibrate so that if zero's, in the middle, right? The mean, this is sort of like a statistics thing. Then you try not to let yourself go beyond negative 3. And you kind of calibrate to positive 3. We all want to we have this fantasy of being elated all the time, the best moments. But the reality of life is that you kind of want to stay in that spectrum. Because when you do, then you can kind of pull yourself. You're like, oh, I'm going toward that feeling. And you can pull yourself back with the tools that, you're sharing and I'm trying to share about what you can do to recalibrate your mental health. Every day, right? So if you're having that panic attack and you're going to down into the abyss, how do you pull yourself back? Kind of ride it out, breathe through it, stay calm, and know that it will pass so that you can kind of stay calibrated in that middle, right? Mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. Great tip.
Yeah. So I try and do that. Like that body compass work is really powerful, I think. It puts you
Yeah.
back in your body mostly.
Yeah. You know, there's a saying somebody wrote in the book, she lived 3 feet outside her body. A lot of people live outside their bodies, their minds, especially with the gadgets, where like all of there coming back to life. Oh, this is me. Oh my God, this is me right here.
Yeah.
You know, when we eat, we're not even feeling our bodies, and our bodies can be those anchors. Like, I'm
Yeah.
right here. I'm not, because when we're fantasizing all the bad things, we're miles away and years away or months away, or days away. We're not here now. We're like somewhere.
Yeah.
Bring yourself back or get yourself to be feeling good if you're not here. Daydreaming, there's nothing wrong with daydreaming and praying and being, in a happy, joyful state if it makes you feel good. But if it doesn't make you feel good, then it's probably not in the body. So.
Yeah, I love that. All right, one last tip. I've been watching Ginny and Georgia season 3. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh
I'm on
my God.
Castle. I cannot. I'm
Oh.
doing Castle. I'm doing Hacks. I'm doing Castle, and then I'm doing a little bit of the Hacks show.
All right. Well, this is present day. So, my dear friend Lisa Simon, her niece Sarah wrote the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, super cool, brilliant. I mean, it's like I've met Sarah a couple of times at parties, at Lisa's parties, and oh my God, this woman's a genius, and the
Wow.
acting is so good, and it's just it's real and it's funny and it's relationships and it's it's sort of over the top because the main character is, but she's real. She's fantastic. How she's coped. So I encourage everyone to go watch that season. Well, if you haven't started it, start with season 1, of course.
Yeah,
But
I will. I will. It's on my list. I don't want to overwhelm myself
way
with
too
something
much
that.
good stuff.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying Castle, even though it's like murder mysteries, and I'm like, it's so. But I try not to see the first part where the murder happens. But I love the investigation and how they think and how they look at things. And then after every episode, there's a happy ending, and I love the chemistry between the characters. So I'm watching mostly for the stories of them. Happy ending every episode and chemistry.
Well,
So,
hey, that's good fuel. Food makes
yeah.
the body feel better. Awesome. Thank you, Alina.
Thank you. Thank you, Hope.
Again, as Lena said, send them to us. On all the liner notes, you have our address, hope@hopegibbs.com, and we'll bring them on to the show. And we're also bringing on a guest next week. We're going to bring on
Yes.
your friend who is a self-defense expert.
Yes. Super excited. She's such a wonderful soul, and I feel so much safer when I go out with the tools that she taught me and tools that I bought from her. This is not a sales pitch. It is something that I want to share because I don't have a stake in the company. I don't give a commission. I just want women to be happy, and I want them to feel safe. I want to feel safe myself, and I want to share. So,
I love it. And I loved how
until next,
last episode
yeah.
when I was telling that I felt threatened on the metro, that immediately you just wanted to help me. And, I love that about how we come together. We want to protect each other, and it's an amazing thing. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank
Thank you.
you. Thank you for
Our
your
readers,
space.
our listeners, our viewers, you are watching the questions bar on Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. This is the amazing Alina Z, and we will be back Tuesday at 2 p.m. next week. We'll see y'all soon. Thank you.
Okay.